Shalom, everybody. Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, who died in 1935, was the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of British Mandate, Palestine. And before that, he had been the chief rabbi of Yafo. And in that post, during that post, he wrote many letters, many sfarim. And during that time, a calendar was published, not by him, but as a fundraiser for a yeshiva in Yafo called Shari Torah. The calendar had the times for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, what to say during davening for various days of the year, things like that. It was published for 3 years, and in each of those calendars, Rav Cook wrote a very short poem in the beginning of each month about that month. In the calendar for 5674, which was 1913-1914, Rav Cook wrote the following poem for the month of Tammuz. Mi bein hamitzarim nigal am. From the 3 weeks, Chazal called bein hamitzarim, the 3 weeks between the straits, between the two terrible days of Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, mi bein hamitzarim nigal am. From the 3 weeks, the nation will be saved, will be redeemed. Al yedei morim chamushim bigvura ruchanit. The nation will be saved by teachers, leaders, armed with gvura ruchanit, armed with spiritual strength, she'enam tzrichim lemakel chovlim, they do not need a hitting stick or a punishing stick. What was Rav Cook referring to? What message was he conveying then and now through that poem? There is a remarkable sefer written by one of Rav Cook's close talmidim named Rav Uzi Kalchaim. He died in 1994. The sefer is called Be'er Meged Yerachim, and it explains in great detail all of these poems. And in that sefer, beginning on page 134, Rav Kalchaim explains this poem about the 3 weeks in the following most beautiful way. Everything Rav Kalchaim says there is Rav Cook's words, footnoted, very detailed. Says Rav Cook, every single generation has a unique challenge, has unique challenges in general, and therefore the way we combat those challenges changes dramatically over time. The first thing that the leaders must do is to identify what the source of the problem is. And Rav Cook says that for Klal Yisrael nowadays, the challenge is not in the heart. It's not about chasing desires or things like that. Those are certainly prevalent. But Rav Cook felt that they were not at the core of the problem. What is at the core? Yesoda shel ha-machala hi ha-moach, koach ha-machshava. The root of the problem is in the head, in the intellect. Lack of clarity of thought, lack of exposure, lack of education about the deep and rich concepts of Jewish philosophy. And therefore, says Rav Cook, the generation needs educators and leaders who are patient and understanding, who are tolerant and aware of what the generation needs. What the generation does not need is educators who are unforgiving and exacting. And that, says Rav Kalchaim, is what Rav Cook is referring to in his poem for the 3 weeks. The Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, who died in 1575, says in Orach Chaim Simin Tav Kuf Nun Aleph that during the 3 weeks a teacher should not hit his or her students. This is a hard halacha to talk about and to swallow, and certainly beyond the scope of this brief FMT. But it's important to point out that elsewhere in the Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya Simin Resh Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says that a teacher may never hit a student in a cruel way or out of anger, and never with real hitting sticks, but only symbolically with a small switch. And that's all year round. The teacher can hit symbolically, but during the 3 weeks, even that is not allowed. Again, it's a huge topic, not for now, but the question for us is, if a teacher can gently strike a student all year round, why should the teacher refrain from even that during the 3 weeks? And that brings us back to Rav Cook's poem. Says Rav Cook, that this halacha and this advice is not just true about a teacher and a student, but it all refers to what the generation needs from its leaders as a whole. This time of year, as we are all working on rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, as we are all working on helping Jews of all kinds come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closer to the Torah, closer to Yiddishkeit, what the generation needs, what the whole nation needs, is kindness and empathy and understanding and and patience to explain the beauty of the Torah, the depth of the Torah, the sweetness of the Torah. What the generation does not need all year round, and certainly not this time of year, is coldness and rigidity and chastising. And that was Rav Kook's message more than 100 years ago. It was true then, and it's even more true now. We are all eagerly awaiting the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And as the 3 weeks begin now, it's easy to grow impatient with those people who are preventing the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt. Not me, but them. It's easy to point fingers and come down hard on anyone and everyone who does not see things like I do. But Rav Kook's poem has to be at the forefront of our consciousness. To rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we must work on loving others with patience and with empathy. Have an amazing day. Have an easy and meaningful fast.